Trusting God does not require trusting emotions. So often folks think, oh, I need to feel like trusting God before I trust God. But you don't have to rely on your feelings. In fact, feelings often follow our steps of faith. So trust God no matter how you feel. God remains true. God remains real. God remains good. And your story is not over. After an awful situation, you can still be awe-filled by experiencing His redemption. God thinks and sees things we can't understand yet. My family in Christ, we trust Him here, and we will see Him later. And we will understand and be in awe of Him and His plan. After the awful, we'll be full of awe, for real. Multiple times, I remember feeling burned out on several fronts. Yet, God opened a surprising door each time. One time, my grandma received a shockingly good report. Another time, I encountered Christ in a deep way after profound loss of a loved one due to cancer. Another time, I was feeling very burned out, and then the Lord opened a door and my husband came into my life for the first time. Still other times, I've felt just really sick of certain things, just burned out. But yet, God opened doors and I've sung for national heroes, U.S. presidents, celebrities, and dignitaries. Now, I trusted God in spite of my feelings. I kept on walking because He kept giving me grace and strength for each day. He is so faithful, and because He's so faithful, we can be faithful too. God knows what He's doing in our lives and with our lives. When we feel bad, God remains good. He cares how we feel. But He also knows the beautiful end result that He alone can see for everyone who knows Jesus personally. According to Psalm 144, verse 2, quote, He is always kind and loving to me. He is my fortress, my tower of strength and safety, my deliverer. He stands before me as a shield. Many people base their lives on how they feel. We see that everywhere. Our feelings-based culture creates chaos. Hurt feelings often result from the unbridled feelings of others. Follow Christ regardless of how you feel, and eventually the feelings will follow. Let faith in Him guide your emotions and not the reverse. Amen? We all need Jesus so desperately. He loves us all the same. He wants what's best for us. God never lies. He always tells the truth. So let's do what He says in His Word. According to James 4, 7 through 10. Quote, So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. You see, it's popular in our culture not to quote such scripture, but it's true. We need to be sorry for our sins, and we need to stop trying to use God. Instead, come to Him humbly. He's God. We're not. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. So, just look at what feelings-based living has done to our society. Such pain and brokenness always follow feelings-driven sins. So let's base our lives on faith in Christ, focus on His truth, the truth, and share it. Today, I share God's truth with so much love for you, His love for you. You know, it's hard to be a sincere person in a cynical world, but I sincerely do care. And offer to pray for anyone who asks. I cannot contain the love of God because He really does love us. Once you know Him, you'll understand. I just simply have to share Him with others. Pure and simple. So let me tell you again, trusting God does not require trusting emotions. Trusting Him when we don't feel like it is important and freeing. Welcome Jesus in your heart. Prayer tip of the week. Decide to trust Him and not wait until you feel like it. Follow Jesus and feelings will follow. But most of all, just remember, God is doing a good work in your life, and you have great purpose because of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and for being so 100% eternally trustworthy. We trust you with our lives. We submit ourselves to you. We repent from our sins and turn to you and welcome you to rule our lives. Save us, Jesus. We rely on you alone for salvation. Believe that you are Lord. We confess you as Lord and believe in our hearts that you died in our place and rose again for us, conquering sin and death. We receive you, Jesus. Right now, we base our faith on you, not our feelings. Lord, I pray for all prayer requests that have been sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all pastors. Pray for all those who are experiencing great grief. I ask that you would comfort them and encourage them. And we just praise you. No matter how we feel, we offer a sacrifice of praise. You are God alone, and we love you and yearn to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And please let the station know that you appreciate how they're airing this program. We welcome your prayer support, and we thank you for praying with us.